sagt die Mischne weiter. Jain nefach Aser, wie äußere Bekalschehu. Jain nefach is Aser, Aser bihanna, that it all explains, that's what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. And it also renders other wine prohibited even with the smallest of quantities, even with a masho. And the Mishnah explains, Yayin b'yayin, when you have asurdika wine mixed up with kosher wine, or imayin b'mayin, the same way there is yayin nesach, it's possible to have mayim nesach. So when you have kosher water mixed with pasul water, b'kalshehu, then even a kalshehu asurdik. However, when you have yayin b'mayim, wine falling into water, or mayim b'yayin, or water falling into wine, one of them is asur and the other is mutter. In the Gemara we're going to see which one. Here the shear is b'naisin tam. This is not asur b'mashehu. It will only be asur if there is enough of the iser to impart a flavor. What's the difference? Like the Mishnah is that, well, this is the general rule, mean b'minai, when you have something of the same species, b'mashehu, the iser is b'mashehu, even with the smallest of quantities, and it's aloy b'minai, when you have something asur and mutter getting mixed up that are not of the same mean, in that case, b'naisin tam, it is only asur when the iser imparts a flavor upon the head. Zaktigamar. Kiyasar Avdimu and Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Lamed Rabbi Yochanan, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hami Arba Yayin Nesach Michavius Labar. If one pours Yayin Nesach from a barrel into the big vat, Afilu Kol Hayem Kulay, even though he is pouring this Yayin Nesach all day long, Rishain Rishain Bottle. Every drop that falls into the big vat becomes bottle. The wine in the vat at the bottom is kosher. He's pouring slowly from the barrel of Yayin Nesach. There's a steady, slow flow into the big vat. So each drop, as it falls in, becomes bottled. And the Nela, the entire wine becomes bottled, because it's only a small drop at a time that's falling in. Now later on, we're going to learn about Yayin Nesach that acts as a bar. That's when you have a whole barrel breaking, and at one point, you have a lot of Yayin Nesach falling into the bar, so there isn't enough to be mevatlet. But as long as you pour it in slowly, according to the Avdimi, every little bit becomes bottled as it comes pouring in. And the Nela, even though when you add up the sum total of what came in, there may have not been enough to be mevatel it, it still becomes bottled. Now the Gemara will challenge Avdimi's halacha from our Mishnah. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Aser, Yayin Nesach is Aser, the Oyser Bekalshu, and it renders other wine Aser, even with the smallest of quantities. Now my laugh, that the Mishnah is referring to a case, the Kanafel Isura Legav Hetera. The forbidden wine, the wine that's aser, is falling into the hetzedika wine. And despite that, it asers it bekalshu. When we don't say the svara that kama kama bottle, every little bit that falls in becomes bottle. Zaktim aloine. If that would be the case, if it's the isredika wine falling into the mutredika wine, then every little drop would become bottle as it comes pouring in. The reason the Mishnah says that even a little bit of yayin esach asers a lot of wine is because the kanafal hitera legavi surah. The Mishnah is referring to a case where the permitted wine is falling into the asurdika wine. And on the contrary, this is a raya to Rav Dini, because the Mishnah is saying that when you have permitted wine falling into asurdika wine, regardless of how much mutardika wine is falling in, it'll never take off the iser of the asurdika wine, because as the mutardika wine is falling in slowly, it's kama kama bottle. And the nail of the isidika wine stays intact. It keeps on being mevatel the hetzidika wine as it flows in, and we are not mitzarif the sum total of hetzidika wine to say that it should be mevatel the isidika wine. So what started out as a kash on Rav Dini seems to be a raya to Rav Dini. The reason that the Mishnah says that a little bit of yayin nesach could possibly aser a whole lot of kashidika wine is because the kashidika wine, although it may be more in quantity, is falling into the Yayin Nesach. So every little bit becomes bottle as it's coming in. Now in the next part of the Mishnah, we learned again as follows. We said if you have Yayin B'mayin, or Mayin B'yayin, wine falling into water, or water falling into wine, one of them is Aser, the other is Mutter. We don't know yet which is which. But Akupanim, the Iser, would disqualify the Heter B'nais and Tam, if it's enough to give a flavor. Now Tashma Zaktigmar. Yayin b'mayin, wine falling into water, b'nais and tam. If there's a nais and tam, then it's aser. Now my lav, the kanafel chamra di isura, the wine is the yayin esach, and it's falling into l'maya di atera, the water that's mutter. And we see that if the wine is strong enough, if there's enough wine to be nice and tan to give a flavor into the hetrodika water, then the water is aser. And we don't say that it becomes bottle as it's dripping in. So it's a kash on Rav Dimi. And for the Gemara line, dikanafel chamra di teiru l'maya di yisur. What does the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says when you have wine falling into the water b'nais and tam? The Mishnah means you have mutter dika wine that is falling into a barrel of water that is aser. As long as you can still taste the water over here, then the wine is aser. There has to be enough wine falling in at one time. Enough kosher wine to totally be mevatel any taste of water. And that's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, Yayin b'mayin b'nois and tam, mutter dika wine falling into aser dika water. If the water still can be tasted, the wine is aser. However, if it would be the other way around, if it would be iserdika wine falling into hatredika water, you would say kama kama bottle. The wine becomes bottle as it comes into the water. Zaktigamada, fine. So you're saying at this point that when the Mishnah says wine and water, it's the wine that's mutter, and it's the water that's the iserdika part. Now, amid the reisha, the mayadi yisur, if you interpret the case of the reisha that way, that it's the water that's aser, and it's the wine that's mutter, so seif enami, the seif of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that the water falls into the wine, that's the same, the mayadi yisur, where it's the yisurdika water falling into the kashadika wine. And the ketani seifa, we learned in the seifa, that mayin diyayin, when there's yisurdika water, because you're saying now that it's the water that's aser, so when the yisurdika water falls into the kosher yayin benais and tam, that too afters it benais and tam. But according to Rav Dimi, as long as it's the yisur that's falling in, it should become bottle as it's falling in, karma karma bottle. Here we see clearly that's not the case. Even though it's the yisur falling in, the yisur does not become bottle. Amalach Rav Dimi, so Rav Dimi says no. Why are you insisting that in both cases it has to be the same? You want to make the Mishnah uniform. You're telling me that in the case of the Reisha, where we say the wine is falling into the water, just because I have interpreted that case, where it's mutterdika wine falling into iserdika water, in the Sefer too, where it's the other way around, where it's the water falling into the wine, it has to be aserdika water falling into mutterdika wine. Not necessarily. Both cases of the Mishnah are uniform. Uniform in respect to the fact that Kula Masnitin, the entire Mishnah, both the Reisha and the Sefer, is referring to a case where he teira legavi sur. It's always the hetrodika liquid, the permitted liquid, falling into the iser, falling into the forbidden liquid. Vedesha, in the case of Vedesha, where the Mishnah says if the wine falls into the water, it ashes it, is because the kanafel chamra di teira, it's the heter falling in lamaya di isura, into the water that's aser. And because kama kama bottle, the heter will always become bottle. Sefer, in the Sefer where the Mishnah says if you have water falling into wine, then after the benais and tam, is also because it's the hetrodika part, the hetrodika liquid that's becoming bottle as it's coming in. The ganafel, in this case, it's maya deyatera, the water is the permitted liquid, and it's falling into lechamra deyisura. So what the Mishnah is telling us is that in both cases, regardless of if it's the wine that's mutter or the water that's mutter, if it's the hetrodika liquid that's falling in, it's going to become bottle as it's coming in, and the nailit laser benais and tam. However, if it's the other way around, regardless if it's the wine or the water, but if it's the forbidden liquid that's falling into the hetrodika liquid, that's going to become bottle as it comes in. And the nailit all will be mutter, even though there is a steady flow all day long, because little by little, every drop becomes bottle as it's falling in. As long as there's enough in the bottom in the heter to be mevatel the drop of iser as it's coming through, it'll constantly keep being mevatelit. He said that we can't stretch this kula as far as Rav Dimi stretches it. Rather, what Rabbi Yochanan said is as follows. Rashi explains it's a kasher shel nashi, a type of a utensil. Some say it has a strainer in it, but whatever the case is, the flow is a very slow flow. The male of is pouring the yayin esach from the tzirtzer katan labar into a big vat. Afilu koloyim kulak, even though the flow is continuous all day long, rishon rishon bottle. However, the dafka tzirtzer katan, dafka because he is pouring it from this type of the utensil, dilei nabish and mudei. wine coming out of this tzirtzir carton doesn't come with any type of a significant flow. It comes with a very sort of interrupted or slow and gradual flow. Memela, as the yayin nesach falls into the big vat, every drop becomes bottled. He disagrees, however, with Rav Dini in the sense, Avul Chavius, but if you're pouring it from a barrel, if the yayin nesach is coming with a steady flow from a barrel into the vat, then nafish amudai, here the flow is very strong. In this case, lo, it won't become bottled as it's coming into the vat. So Rav Yitzchak also understands that Rav Yochanan taught the kula of kama kama bottle, but his version is a much more restricted version than Rav Dini's version of Rabbi Eichanan, because he says it is bedavka when the flow is restricted. However, if there is a steady flow, we will not say kama kama bottle, that the yayin nesach should become bottle as it falls into the hetzedek liquid. Ravin's version of Rabbi Eichanan, which will be the third version of Rabbi Eichanan, will present a whole different view of Rabbi Eichanan, a much more stringent view, more stringent than both the opinions of Rav Dini and Rav Yitzchak. According to Rabin, Rabbi Eichanan simply said as follows. Yayin Esach shenafal a bar. Let's say you have Yayin Esach that falls into a bar. The Yayin Esach will answer that. We won't say kama kama bottle. However, if the nafal sham kitan shalmayin, along with the Yayin Esach, fell in a barrel of water, if there is an adequate amount in the water to be mevatel the tam of the Yayin Esach that fell in, I don't say that you have to have enough water to be mevatel the entire wine in the vat, because there is a swara to say, if the Yayin Esach falls into the vat and it afters all of the kosher wine in the vat, you now have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine in the vat, not just the Yayin Esach that fell in. I don't say that. Rather, I say, Royin es a heter ki ilu einoi. I assume that the heterdika wine that was here in the vat originally does not technically exist. You don't need, although this wine became asr when the Yayin Esach fell in, you don't need enough water to be mevatel all of the wine. You just need enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach. The original wine, the kosher wine, is technically non-existent. All I have is the Yayin Esach of the Ashar, and the rest is just Mayim, the water, and Rabban Olav mevatel, I say. As long as there's enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, then all of the wine becomes mutter. Now this, of course, is a great chiddush and a great kula from Rabbi Eichanan. Because even though when the Yayin Esach falls in, we have here a whole vat of Azerdika wine, all we need is water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach and not the Heterdika wine. However, according to Ravin's version of Rabbi Eichanan, clearly Rabbi Eichanan does not say that when you have Yayin Esach falling into regular wine, kama kama bottle. Because if that would be the case, I would not need the water over here to make things mutter, even without any water. If you have Yayin Esach falling into a vat of wine, as it falls in, kama kama bottle. So we have had now three versions in what Rabbi Eichanan says. Rav Dini says that it is Rabbi Eichanan's opinion, even when you have a steady flow from a chavius of iserdika liquid into heterdika liquid, I say even though the flow is all day long, every little bit as it falls in becomes bottle, you are not mitzaref the sum total of all of the iserdika liquid that falls in, every tiny drop becomes bottle as it comes in, and it's all mutter. According to Rav Yitzchak's view of Rabbi Eichanan, if the flow is from a chavius, then we don't say kama kama bottle, but if the flow is an interrupted flow, or at least a slow flow, like a flow that comes from a tzirtzir cotton, in that case we say kama kama bottle. From Ravin it is mashma, that Rabbi Eichanan said when you have Yayin Esach falling into wine, the Yayin Esach does not become bottle. However, if you have water there as well, all you need is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, and you don't have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine in the vat. Zakti Gemara, ki aser of Shmuel by Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Eichanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Eichanan, that Loishana, we did not learn that all you have to have is just an adequate amount of water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, Elishanafel Kitan Shalmayim Tchila. Dafkif, we have here a vat of kosher wine. A barrel of water falls in, and the barrel of water is followed by Yayin Esach. This way, when the Yayin Esach falls in, it already meets the water, and the water is mevatel it. And you don't have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the Yayin, being that the water was there beforehand, the Yayin Esach never got a chance to answer the whole vat. Avo. If this was not the sequence of the events, if loinafel shem kitnu shalmayim tchila, if what happened first is that Yayin Esach fell into a vat of kosher wine, and only then came the barrel of water, in this case you would have to have enough water not only to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, but to be mevatel all of the wine. Because once the Yayin Nesach comes in and there is no water here, we just have the two wines mixing, we say Matza Minas Minoy the Nir. Nir, explains Rashi, is a lashon of this Chazik v'Nistoisef. Like a Nir Belaila, one that forces himself to remain up at night. Or Ki'isha Shayor Mishnasa, a person that wakes himself up. So what happens over here, if the two wines meet, there is an Ischaskus of Kayach. There is a Taisus of Isser. And the entire vat of wine becomes one chetz of iser. And the water coming in now will just have to be enough to be mevatel all of the wine that's in the vat, or else it simply will not accomplish any heter whatsoever. Rashi explains that another possible interpretation to the word veneer, and whenever we say an iser is chayzer veneer, means that it is shaken off from its original heter and it now becomes part of an iser. Rashi, whoever prefers the first pshat, the Rakupanim, according to this, Rabbi Yochanan's heter of the water just having to be enough to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and not all of the wine, is dafk if the water was there first. But if the Yayin Nesach came in before the water, then the water will not be able to be matzah the vat unless there was enough to be mevatel the entire wine in the vat. Now, Ikad Masi Lama Snit, and others learned this last halach about the sequence of events on the Mishnah, and it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yochanan's halach. How would I apply it of Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan to the Mishnah? In the Mishnah we learned as follows: Yayin b'yayin, where you have wine falling into wine, kol shehu, then even the smallest amount already asks. And to this Amar of Shmuel by Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo yishanu, we did not learn that yayin b'yayin should aser ela shaloi nafal sham kitan shalmayin. No barrel of water fell in. Avol nafal sham kitan shalmayin. But if it wasn't just the Yayin Esach that fell into the wine, but there was also a barrel of water, in that case, Rayin Esahetr Ki'ilui Einoi, I don't say you have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine. The Hetrodik of wine that is here is considered non-existent. And the Ashar Mayim, all you have is the Yayin Esach and the rest of the water, if it's enough, Rabin Olav Mevatel, my say. The water could be mevatel the Yayin Esach. My Ikah Ben Ledamasni La Masnit and Ben Ledamasni La Adarabit. What difference is there between applying Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel's halacha to the Mishnah or to what the Ravin said? The difference, says the Gemara, is pashut. Man demasi la masnitin, loy bo itchil. If we just look at the Mishnah simply, without getting involved in anything else, the Mishnah says, when Yayin Esach falls into wine, it gets us. So we can understand that in addition to this, there can be a chiddush that if there is a barrel of water involved, in that case the water could be mevatel the Yayin Esach. And lav davka that the water came before the Yayin Esach. Even if the water came after the Yayin Esach, it could still be mevatelet. Man demasi la masnitin, loy bayit chila. We don't have to add this part that it's davka when the water comes first. But if the water came after the Yayin Esach fell into the vat, it's too late. However, man demasi la deravin bayit chila. If we apply the Yehuda Mashmul's halacha to Ravin, we have to say that what he means to say is the water has to come first. Because Ravin is telling us that if you have water and Yayin Esach falling into a barrel, all you need is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach. Now, what is the Yehuda Mashmul being moisiv on that? To say that the Yehuda Mashmul just says whenever you have the water, it's enough, it makes no difference if the water came before, the water came afterwards, all you need is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, that's precisely what the Ravin is saying. If you apply the Yehuda Mashmul to what the Ravin is saying, you have to add something else to it. And that something else must mean that the Rav Yehuda Mashmul means to say that it's dafka when the water comes first. But if the Yayin Esach first falls into the vat and only then comes the barrel of water, then you have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine in the vat. Therefore, once again, let us see the Gemara inside. Man demasni lo amasnitin. If we just apply this concept of the water to the Mishnah, then we can apply it at face value. Whenever you have water, it's enough for the water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, nothing more. Loi boit chila, you don't have to have the water there first. But man demasi la Ravin, if we apply this halacha to what the Ravin says, and the Ravin already tells us that you don't need enough water to mevatel all of that, so what could the Yehuda Mashmul mean by adding something to what the Ravin is saying? So we have to say, what he means to say is that the water has to be there first, but if the Yayin Esach first falls into the Yayin and the water only comes afterwards, then it's too late. In this case, you would have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine in the entire vat. But it's not explained when we mentioned previously that you can have something aser falling into hetzedek water and asering it, that's dafka water in a barrel or water in a large keli or vat. Water, however, in a well, water that is mechubal lekarka will not become aser, regardless of what forbidden water or wine may be poured into it.
Itma, it was learned. Yayin nesach shenafal lebaris. You have yayin nesach that fell into a vat of kosher wine, but that was not the only thing that fell into the vat. In addition, v'nafal shem kitayin shalmayit, a jug of water, also fell in. Now the issue over here, as we have already seen at the end of yesterday's shiur, is the relationship between the Isserdika wine and the Heterdika wine. Had the jug of water not fallen in, then the Yayin Esach falling into the kosher vat of wine would have obviously passed it. Would the kosher wine not be here, but all we would have is a teruvis of the Mayim and the Yayin Esach, then we are dealing with a situation where there is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach. The problem is, we don't have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine. So assuming that we can maintain a distinction between the kosher wine and the Yayin Esach, and the challenge, so to speak, is only between the water and the Yayin Esach, there's enough water to mevatel it. If, however, we say matzah min es minay, and the Yayin Esach passes the kosher wine, rendering all of the wine Yayin Esach, it's now a challenge between the water and all of the wine. And we don't have enough water to be mevatel all of the wine. So once again, let us see the Gemara. We are at the bottom of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Itmar, Yayin Esach shenofal lebar. Yayin Esach falls into a vat of kosher wine. V'nofal sham kitayin shalmayim. In addition, we have a jug of water. Enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, not enough water to be mevatel all of the Yayin. This is the amount of water that also fell into the large vat. We turn now to Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says the guidelines are as follows. Let us first speak it out orally, and then we'll see it inside. Chizkiya says, if you have an empty vat with absolutely nothing inside, and then you have Yayin Esach falling into this vat followed by water, or water followed by Yayin Esach. So the challenge here is strictly between the water and the Yayin Esach. There is nothing else in the vat at this time. We know that there is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, so far nothing is non-kosher. And even though we now have a lot of kosher wine falling into the vat, we don't say that we should regenerate the power of the Yayin Esach and now say you have to have enough water to be mevatel all of the Yayin. As long as the Yayin Esach became bottled beforehand, before the kosher wine fell in, no link will be established between the Yayin Esach and the new wine coming in. As far as we are concerned, the new wine is coming into kosher water. The water was already mevatel the Yayin Esach previously. However, says Chizkiya, and this is contrary to what we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, if the kosher wine was in the vat first and then came the Yayin Esach and the water, or water and Yayin Esach, it doesn't make a difference in what order, there is a connection here. If the Yayin Esach falls into a vat of kosher wine, all of the kosher wine becomes asa. And the water that comes afterwards, which just is enough to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, will not do the job. Not only that, even if you have kosher wine, and the water comes in first, and that's followed by the Yayin Esach, we still say, the Yayin Esach automatically will connect itself with all of the wine, and unless there is enough water here to be mevatel all of the Yayin, the vat will remain asa. Let us now see the Gemara inside. Amar Chizkiya, Higdilu b'yisr asa. If the mixture has become increased in quantity through the Yisr de Kiyayin, in other words, the kosher wine was there beforehand, and it's the Yayin Esach that increases the mixture, that comes afterwards, we do not say that the challenge will only be between the water and the Yayin Esach. The challenge is between the water and all of the wine, and everything will be asur. On the other hand, Higdilu b'heter, if the mixture was increased in quantity through the heter, it's the kosher wine that comes in and increases the whole mixture. Over here, being that the Yayin Esach and the water were already in this vat together, and the water was already mevatel the Yayin Esach, no further damage is done by the wine now coming in. We will not establish a relationship between the Yayin Esach that was here and the new wine. That is Chizkiya's opinion. The Rabbi Yochanan, says, as we have seen at the end of yesterday's shiur, Afilu Higdilu b'Yisr Mutar. Even if the kosher wine was in the vat first and the Yayin Esach followed, as long as the water was in between, as long as we didn't have the Yayin Esach falling into the wine, but we have wine water coming afterwards, and Yayin Nesach coming into the water, we dismiss the Hetrodika wine over here altogether. That is not a factor. The challenge is between the Yayin Nesach and the water that it meets as it's coming in, and if there's enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach coming in, then all of the wine is kosher. Rashi explains that at this point the Gemara assumes that the reason behind the machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan is simply a shaila of how important is the last component to the mixture. In other words, the Gemara feels that Chizki's understanding is whenever you have a mixture, the last thing to fall in is the most decisive in determining the status of the mixture. Memele Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zeira that seemingly this would be the very same machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. What machlokes is the Gemara referring to? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. CR, if you have the piece of sourdough, which is the leavening instrument in the dough, CR shel cholin ve shel truma, you have both pieces of CR, which is cholin, and CR, which is truma, shenaflu tachlis, both fell into a dough. Now, each piece of siyar on its own was very, very small. Loi bezeka delechamitz, for loi bezeka delechamitz. None of them on their own would have had the power to ferment the dough. However, then it's starful v'chamtzu. Being that they are now together, there is a tziruf between the two pieces of siyar, forming an adequate amount of siyar, and the nail of chimitz was attained. How, however, do we view this? Being that one part of the siyar was cholin and the other part was truma. So what is the status of the dough? Rabbi Eliezer says, Acher achlei nani ba, depends what came in last. If the siyar shel truma was the last part in, that's going to determine the status of the dough. And if the siyar shel chulin was last, then the dough will be chulin. Chacham say it makes no difference. Dein shenaf al yisr b'tchila makes no difference if the truma siyar was first to bain the sites. Ein ayasr, it will not be asr ad sheyeheba kedela hachmitz. Unless there is enough in the isr itself, kedela hachmitz, it will not asr the zel. So the Gemara now assumes, or Rabbi Yirmiyah assumes, that Chizki agrees with Rabbi Eliezer. It's the last component in that determines the status. Menela, if the Yayin Esach fell in last, then it's all Yayin Esach. If the kosher wine falls in last, it's going to be kosher. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to the Rabbanan that you have to have enough in the Isser itself in order to answer the entire item. And if we have a situation over here in regard to the wine where the Yayin Esach itself, mathematically speaking, is not enough to answer everything, because you could have the water here to be mevatel the Yayin Esach, we will not say that we will be mitzareif the hetrodika wine to the isrodika wine and say there isn't enough water to be mevatel it. Rather, the water is mevatel the Yayin Esach and all of the wine is kosher. Frank, the Gemara, the Tilbra, how can you compare the two situations? The Yuamar Abaya said in regard to the Machlaikas of the Sa'ar, Loi Shana, we did not learn according to Rabbi Eliezer that if the hetrodika piece of Sa'ar, if the Sa'ar shall chul and falls in last, that it should be mutter. Elinasha kadam this silica for iser, if you physically took away the iser. Menela, even if you apply the concept of tziruf over here, you don't have the shear of iser. In other words, if a sa'ar shel truma fell into a dough, and then you take it out, afterwards that's followed by a sa'ar shel chulin, in this case we say that the dough is going to be mutter. Avaloi kadam the silica for iser, but if he did not take out the iser, if he didn't take out the sa'ar shel truma, aser is going to be aser, even if the sa'ar shel chulin fell in after the sa'ar shel truma. As long as the sa'ar shel truma is still inside, then vadai, the sa'ar shel chulin becomes mitzuref to it, and we have one chefetz of iser, an adequate amount of iser. Memel, if you're going to make an analogy between the machlokes by CR and our machlokes here by the wine, Chizkiya the Yama command, there will be no man the Yama that's going to work out according to Chizkiya. What does Chizkiya say once again? But if we have your wine shell heter, and it's followed by water and then yayin nesach, then everything is awesome. Because we are mitzaref the yayin heter with the yayin nesach, and there's not enough water to be mevatel everything. Masha enkein, if you have the yayin nesach coming in first, then the water, and that is followed by the kosher wine, the yayin nesach is already bottled and it doesn't answer. Now, this opinion is not going to work out, not like Rabbi Eliezer and not like the Rabbana. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says over here, if you have a sa'ar shel truma, which is followed by a sa'ar shel chulin, the sa'ar is mutter. He will not say that if you have yayin nesach and the water in the barrel, which is followed by the kosher wine, it should be mutter. It is only mutter over here because you take out the sa'ar shel truma. But if the Sashal Truma will still be there, we will be Mitzarif the Heter and the Yisr. So if the Yayin Nesach is still in here, even though it fell in before the Kasher wine, we will still be Mitzarif the Kasher wine and the Yayin Nesach. So Chizkiah can clearly not work out according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, as far as the Rabbanim are concerned, who say when you have a Sa'ar Shal Chulin and a Sa'ar Shal Truma together, as long as there is not enough in the Sa'ar Shal Truma to be able to be Machmet the Isa on its own and the item is kosher, this too won't work out with Chizkiah, because Chizkiah says that if you have the kosher wine in the vat first, followed by the Yayin Nesach and the water, then it's Aser. According to the Rabbanim, however, even when the Yisr falls in afterwards, it's not Aser. So Chizki will not work out not like Rabbi Eliezer and not like the Rabbanan. So surely we cannot make an analogy between the Machlokes of the Yayin and the Machlokes by the Sa'ar. Elena Zakta Gemara, what is the Machlokes between Chizki and Rabbi Eichanan? Hacha b'rayin kamiflagi. It's a shayla of how we view the heterodika wine, as we have discussed at the end of yesterday's shir. There is no kasha from the sugya of Sa'ar, because Chizkiah's Shaila has absolutely nothing to do with the case of Siyar, which is the Machloikis between the Eliezer and the Rabbanan. It's a whole different Machloikis altogether. There you have a little bit of Siyar, which ferments an entire Isa. There's a concept of Nais and Tam, the Isa is not the Mashu, and the Machloikis between the Eliezer and the Rabbanan is only a Machloikis about Zevizeg Gair, which is an entirely different Shaila altogether. And that's when you have two things affecting a change, and part of that is a Heter, part of that is an Isa. What is the status of that item? That has absolutely nothing to do with our Shaila. Our Shaila is something else altogether. Our Shaila is the connection between the Yayin Nesach and its Minai and the Yayin Heter. There's enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach. If we don't make the connection between the two Yayinais, then it's going to be Motu. If we make the connection, then it's us. The Shaila is, can we dismiss the kosher wine to say that the challenge is just between the water and the Yayin Nesach? And that is what the word Rayin means. Rayin means Rayin es minai ki iloi einai. Let us see the Gemara inside again. Elohacha be Rayin kemiflugi. Can I look at the kosher wine and say that I am dismissing it? Can I say that the challenge is just between the water and the Yayin Nesach and not between the water and all of the wine? L'chizki yoles le Rayin, you cannot say that, l'dab yaychanin. Islay. Chizkiah says, once the kosher wine is in the vat already and the Yayin Nesach is to follow, whenever this Yayin Nesach falls into the wine, it's matzah minas minay, and we have one big entire heftz of Isra. The kosher wine and the Yayin Nesach become one entity, and we don't have enough water to be mevatel it, regardless if the Yayin Nesach fell in first or the water fell in first. As long as they fell into the kosher wine that's already in the vat, it's going to be Aser. The only time it will not be Aser is if the kosher wine wasn't here at all. And physically, we just have the water in the Yayin Nesach. Once the water is mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and the Yayin Nesach technically does not exist anymore, now when the kosher wine comes into the vat, we will not regenerate the power of the Yayin Nesach that already became bottled. Rabbi Eichanan, however, says, even when the kosher wine is already in the vat, as long as the water is mafsik between the kosher wine and the Yayin Nesach, as long as the sequence of events are kosher wine in the vat first, then the water, and then the Yayin Nesach, the water is there awaiting the Yayin Nesach, it's mevatel the Yayin Nesach, and we don't say that matzah minas minay, and the water has to be mevatel all of the wine. Frekti Gemara. But umi islay le Rabbi Eichanan Rayin? Does Rabbi Eichanan really hold the Rayin es minay ki iloi einay, and all you have to have is enough water to be mevatel the Yayin Nesach? Ravasi asked the Shaila from Rabbi Eichanan, which seems to be our precise Shaila, where we have Shnei Kaisas, two cups, Echot Shal Cholin, one cup of Cholin, the Echot Shal Truma, and one cup of Truma. So we have here a Kais of Cholindika wine and a Kais of Trumadika wine, which is similar to our case where we have Kosher wine and Isardika wine. Imazdan, there is a process of Mizigi where you have to pour water into the wine in order to make it drinkable. So he goes now and he pours water into both cups. So again, we have the exact situation here. If you add up the water in the Chulindiga cup of wine and the water now poured into the Trumadiga cup of wine, there is enough water to be mevatel the Trumadiga yayin. The Irvin Zabizani now mixes up both cups together. So Mahur Vasi asks Rabbi Eichanan, what is the halacha? In other words, indeed, I don't have enough water here to be mevatel all of the wine. If we say that the Trumadiga yayin after the Chulindiga yayin, there's not enough water to be mevatel everything. However, if I can dismiss the Cholindika wine, And I say the challenge is only between the water and the trumadika wine. There's enough water to be mevatel the trumadika yayin, which is precisely what our shayla is. Our shayla is, can we dismiss the kosher wine in the vat and say that there's enough water to be mevatel the yayin nesach? Can I say that, ask the Devasi? Or perhaps I don't say that. Perhaps I say there has to be enough water to be mevatel all of the yayin, that the yayin shalchul now also becomes eser. That was the Devasi's shayla to Rabbi Yochanan, and loy pashadlai. Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer. So you're so sure you understand what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, that he always says dismiss the heter and the challenge is just between the water and the yisr. If that's the case, why didn't he answer the Vasi that indeed we should dismiss the yayin shel cholin and say if there's enough water in both cups to be mevatel the yayin shel truma, now that it's all mixed up together, then it's mutter. Answer the Gemara. At first, Rabbi Yochanan was not sure, but afterwards he worked it out and assumed this to be his opinion. At the time Ravasi asked him the shayla, he did not have this opinion yet. Afterwards, he did. And in Eila, he always says, dismiss the heter. We will not be mitzayif the heter and the yisr. And if there's enough water to be mevatel the yayin esach or the yayin shel truma, indeed, the entire item will be mutter. Itmanami Amar of Ami Amar of Yochanan. We learned this Befeidish in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The Ami, the others say Amar of Asi Amar of Yochanan. So Ravasi himself finally did receive the answer from Rabbi Yochanan, that if you have beis kaisais, two cups, echad shel chulin v'echad shel truma, one cup of chulin wine, one cup of truma wine, imazgan, you filled up both cups with water. You watered down the wine via the process of mezigah, and v'irvan zevezeh, you now mixed everything up. If there's enough water to be mevatel just the yayin shel truma, raina seheter, I dismiss the chulin dika wine, I look at the heter and I say ki'ilu einoi, as though it's not here, the Ashar Mayim and the rest of the water, which is the water from both cups, rubbing all over Mevatel, I say. There is a ribuy of that water, and that is Mevatel, the Yayin Shel Truma. So we see clearly that Biyachna was Peshet the Shail. Zakti Gemaravait. In the Mishnah, after we learned the Allah that Yayin Esach Asis B'mashahu, the Mishnah continued, Zaklau, this is the general rule. Mean the Minite, when you have a mixture of the same species, the same meat, the mashu, then the isr, even though it is of the smallest quantity, will after the item, the tafshal, or whatever the case may be. However, shaloi demini, when you have two different minim than the nice and tam, the item will only become asr when the isridika item is enough to impart a flavor upon the heteridika item. Now, the Mishnah started out by telling us clearly that yayin esach asr b'mashahu. Now, if the Mishnah repeats or reiterates that cloud, this is the general rule, that b'minoi it's b'mashu and shaloi b'minoi it's b'nois and tam, obviously the Mishnah comes to be marba something. And what the Mishnah is teaching us is going to be a machlokes between the Rav and Shmuel, and the Rabbi Yochanan and the Shlakish. Zakti Gemara. Rav and Shmuel, the Yamit Tavayu, they both say, Kol Isurin Shebetayra, all Isurin of the Tayra. This is the halacha if an Isur gets mixed up with Heter. B'minoi, if it's the same mean, b'mashu, the Isur is even with the smallest of quantities. Shaloi b'minon, the nice and tap. So there, klal yasuyei mai. What does the general rule in the Mishnah come to be marba? According to the Rav Shmuel, it's very pashit. Liyasuyei kol isurin shebetayra. Not only yayin esach, but the same applies for all isurin shebetayra. Mean b'minon yitz b'mashu, shaloi b'minon yitz b'nice and tap. However, Rabbi Yochanan v'Resh Lakish, the Amri Tazayu, they both say, kol isurin shebetayra. Dain b'mina, it makes no difference. If the yisr gets mixed up with the same species, with the same mean of hater, dain shaloi b'mina, or with a different mean, the halachi is always, the yisr will only answer the mixture if it's b'nois and tam, if it imparts a flavor. Chutz, with the exception of two yisurim, the tavel, the yisr of tavel, the yayin esach and yayin esach, those are the only two things where we say the minon, if they get mixed up with the same mean, if a piece of tavel gets mixed up with the same type of tefuah, or yayin esach gets mixed up with other wine, only then is there an iser b'mashu even with the smallest of quantities, but a shaloi b'minon, it's b'nois and tam. However, as far as all other isurim shebetayra are concerned, even mean b'minoi, according to the Yochanan and the Resh Lakish, the iser is not b'mashu. The mail of Zaklau, the mission of Zaklau, you see, it comes to be marba. Tavel, we told you what the halacha is about yayin esach, and the Mishnah reiterates, Zaklal, this is the general rule, to be ma'abed, the tavel is the same thing, the minoy is b'mashu, but everything else is b'nais and tam, even the minoy. Tanya kavasi d'rav v'shmuel, says the Gemara, and Tanya kavasi d'rav yoichna v'resh lakish. Tanya kavasi d'rav v'shmuel, that mean b'mina b'mashu by kol yisurin shebetayra, because we learned the fish. Kol yisurin shebetayra is b'minon b'mashu,
and it's just shaloi b'mina, where it's benais and tan. On the other hand, Tanya Kavasi did Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We learned the Beraisa substantiating Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that it is only tabul and yayin esach, where we say b'mina b'mashu, because we learned kali sur and shebet tayra bain b'minan, bain shaloi b'minan, benais and tan, chutz with the exception of mi tabul the yayin esach. Those are the only two isurim where we say b'minan, that if they get mixed up with the same mean, b'mashu, and only shaloi b'minan to the yasur benais and tan. Frank the Gemara, according to the Yechon and the Shlokish, who say that Yayin Esach and Tavel is different than Kali Sur and Shabbat Torah. Now, Bishlam granted Yayin Esach Mishum Chumra the Avad of Kechavim. Avad of Kechavim is always more stringent than anything else. El Tavel, my time. What is the reason that Tavel is different than any other Isur? Why should Tavel Aser Bemina Bemashu and other Isurim not? Answer the Gemara, the reason is because Kehitei Kachi Surai. The same guidelines that are matched to the Tavel will Aser the Tavel. The Amish Shmuel, being that Shmuel said, Midiraisa, Chita Achas Beiteres Esakri, if you take a single Chita, a single grain of wheat, it can Midiraisa free an entire heap from the Yisr of Tavel. It's just that Midirabon and Chazal were Misak and the Shiurim, and I in Yafe Achad Meirbam, one for 40, and I in Ra, one out of 60 for Truma, and a intermediary Shiur of Echad Mechanishim, but Midiraisa, it's Chita Achas, one single grain of wheat patters an entire Kri. Mamele, if it becomes mutter, if the Yisra can be lifted with a single grain of wheat is enough to aser. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Ger says Tan Nami Hachi. We also learned in a Mishnah where it's mashma this way. We learned Bamne Amru, when do we say Tavel Iser Bekal Shehu, that the Yisra of Tavel asers a mixture even Bekal Shehu, Daska B'minai, but Shaloi B'minai B'nai and Tan. So in other words, it's explains Rashi as follows. If you have Minai, if I have an entire mountain of grain, Midiraisa, I can take a single grain from this mountain, and this passes the entire mountain. Menela, the same single grain, if it's tavel, will also aser an entire mountain. However, this svar is only applicable where it's bemina. If it's shaloi bemina, a single grain cannot pater a mountain of different types of tur, a mountain of apples. Menela, with their taka, would be the nice and town, because what is the reason? The tavel aser b'mashu only because keheteri kachi surai. So wherever you have a heter with a single grain, you will also have an iser with the same mashu.